Hello, 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 and welcome to another, this time, morning episode of V Know Nothing, the podcast where I probably know just as much as you, but with a glass of wine in my hand. Don't worry, I don't have one right now. Oh, it's not even morning, it's afternoon.
Yeah, midday.
Midday. Still don't have a glass of wine in my hand this time, but I'm hungover, so it'll still work just as fine. For those of you who don't know me, I am Lucy from Lucy on the Ground, the meme slash pop culture account that talks about everything from Taylor Swift being the worst to Real Housewives drama or lack thereof, and who's sitting on the Iron Throne, which TBD. Please go follow me at Lucy on the Ground for more rants, longer and more detailed sometimes than even this one. I don't know if that's possible on Instagram, but I make it happen. In an hour episode, I squeeze into the Instagram stories a lot. Mm-hmm. Today, we're headed back to our roots and just going like pop culture only. We've had a few weeks where, A, we've done a Game of Thrones episode only, and then the week has gotten away from us, mm-hmm. and we haven't been able to dedicate the time it deserves onto just what's going on in celebrity news. But we're here, we're back. For those wondering, we will have a Game of Thrones episode. At this point, we know nothing on who dies. So
no one's died yet.
No one's died yet. That is to come, and it'll be its own episode, and I'll probably cry. So, yeah, here we are. And we've got thoughts. And with me again, because still has yet to find his replacement, is Bill.
Hello.
Every time you say hello, it's like I drug you here. Like,
fair. It's a good representation of
it
my
is
hello.
Not, no.
I'm glad that I come off the way I want
no,
to.
No, it is not, because you talk about this just as much as me during the week.
Yeah, because this is my retirement check.
It's not going well so far. I mean, it's going great. Thank you all for listening, and I have the reviews on iTunes. Like, thank you all who are leaving 5 stars only reviews. But and comments, it's super fun and it's going great for only, I mean, we're what, this is episode 8-ish. We blacked out during a couple in there, so yeah. I really can't keep count of where we are, but it is going well and you've been enjoying yourself, or you've been drunk,
right?
Okay, that's fair. So this one again, it's, well, it's not morning, but it's early afternoon.
Still a little drunk. You're from still last night. A little okay. Bit, yeah. I'm not right. I am thinking about a transfusion.
Oh, really?
I might need to.
Oh my gosh, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe the commercial break. Yeah. That might be necessary. Mm-hmm. We were going to go to the gym. We're both on our fitness journeys, obviously, as everyone knows. Even if you don't follow us, you've probably heard about Lucy and Bill's fitness journeys through the World Wide Web. But it's going well for Bill, and I'm still stuck in purgatory.
It's going well for both of us.
I'm going to the gym. That's progress. Before we get into the big stories, that also progress that I think we need to note, I hit 26K.
Congratulations. So
I'm a pretty big deal. I actually hit 26.5 now. That's how big my week has been. I'm thinking I'm going to hit 28. I mean, that's a lofty goal because it's like a month out for my birthday because I'll be 28. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, I think if I beg enough and I like, you know, guilt people into it, they can share enough with me to get me to 28. So stay tuned on my Instagram for me to like throw a hissy fit and be like, please get me to 28. And then in other amazing news, I'm blonde.
Oh.
I'm blonde again.
Oh, okay.
I'm blonde again, guys.
Wow. I did not know that's where you were going.
It's the only thing I've talked about since I've gotten my hair.
Okay.
I'm literally like a changed woman again.
Yeah.
It's honestly, I am a blonde always. It just had gotten pretty dire there. So I just wanted everyone to know who can't see me on this recording that my hair is blonder. So go follow me on Instagram if you really want to see a gorgeous blonde.
Yeah.
Your life has changed for the better because of it.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm back. I'm back.
I know. I took myself off the dating market after you dyed your hair.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I told Bill, I woke up Friday morning and I had a very vivid dream that we broke up. There was no good reason for it. Like, we just broke up, and I was super sad about it. And I stupidly told him the dream. So now everything has been like, oh, no, 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 we're not together.
Yeah.
Like, we're broken up. But when I went blonde, last night he was all, like, wouldn't let any guys talk to me. Actually, that's not true. You let those guys harass me during darts and did not care.
We had shots on the line. I had to play my game.
You weren't playing. I almost won us. I was the one actually playing. You were hitting a different board.
Yeah, there were seven of them.
Yeah, no. So anyway, those are the big moments that have happened outside of Game of Thrones. I guess we can get into some little things now.
Like the biggest movie of all time.
That I'm going to let you start because, honestly, we just need to get this out of the way.
Endgame?
Mm-hmm. Not Taylor Swift, guys. A lot of you thought I was talking about Taylor Swift when I talk about Endgame.
Yeah, Taylor Swift was
we'll get to that.
Silly. Endgame was fantastic. A spoiler-free review.
Yes.
It was the perfect way to close the door on a 10-year saga. There were times where I looked over to see if Lucy was enjoying herself, and she was a babbling brook. So prepare to cry if you haven't seen it.
I cried three times.
She did cry three times. It was 3 hours long, but at times where it felt like it was starting to drag, something would happen, so it would get you back into it. So, two thumbs way up. Highest grossing movie of all time by the time you listen to this. Going to surpass $3 billion in the box office. $1 billion in its opening weekend. Only movie to ever do that.
Honestly, you sound like you're profiting off this somehow.
I am. I mean, I put 10 years of my life into 23 movies. I mean, I've been waiting for this since 2008, since the first Iron Man. And it was everything I wanted it to be. So for any of you that say, oh, it wasn't that good, or like, fuck off. Go watch Game of Thrones.
Are there this people saying it wasn't
good? Yeah, there's some people that are trying to be too cool to like it. But like, just it was very, very good.
I thought I enjoyed myself. I feel like everyone I've talked to is like a lot of like girls at work are going with their boyfriends, and those movies are enjoyable. Like it's very funny. Like I thought Ant-Man was really funny during this one. The Hulk, they just have like it carries it well just with dialogue. Even too Thor was amazing actually too.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth is the MVP.
Yeah, I think he was maybe the best part in like the weirdest way.
Yeah,
like not in the way you think. But so it didn't feel like 3 hours, I will say. Like looking back, I do feel like it's kind of like Game of Thrones in the sense of right now we just had two episodes that are almost like fillers to build up to things. So I feel like in between all these battles during just this movie, we had a lot of like filler moments, but the dialogue is so funny.
Yeah.
Like they make the normal moments or like the in-between stuff very funny. Yeah.
And I was talking to my friend yesterday and he's like, man, these movies, they gotta cut it out with the 3 hours. And I go, honestly, by the time you're done buying tickets, popcorn and drinks, I'm $50 in the hole. You better give me 2.5 3 hours of entertainment these
days.
Like,
yeah,
you know, if it's just like going to a concert. If I spend a bunch of money on a concert, I don't want you to be in and out in an hour, 50 Cent. But remember, he was like 50 minutes.
Please don't.
I know. I forgot that he's part of this.
We're going to get to that.
But these days, I want 2.5 to 3 hours of quality entertainment.
But quality.
Yeah. Like,
but that's the thing. Like, a lot of movies are like I thought, what was that movie that I hated? Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Star is Born.
I always want to call it The Last Song. Last Song was a great, underrated movie. Miley and Liam. But no, A Star is Born, it felt long to me. Like, I feel like there you can go too far with certain storylines and stuff. This one has so much, and I know even more so for you.
Yeah.
This was, like, 30 different stories getting tied up.
Yeah.
For me, it was just
all,
like, it was emotional, but still, I was invested.
It was a roller coaster, it was good.
Oh,
it was everything I wanted it to
the
be.
The roller coaster started before we even got in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
Respect, this was a moment for a lot of people, like Bill. 10 years in the making, a big moment and exciting. And like you've invested, like you said, 10 years into this. So I know we waited in line. You had to get there. This theater we went to, every theater in the theater was playing Endgame.
Yeah.
So it was like every 15 minutes, a new theater opened and would start. So we were in different lines. And we were just with the nerdiest. And I mean that these guys are definitely making six figures. Like they have so much in the bank. They're very smart people, I'm sure, but it was just so nerdy, and they were so concerned that their friend had snuck in, aka they weren't checking ticket times. We were all just being polite and standing in the correct lines and waiting, but this kid went up And they scanned his ticket and didn't care that he was in the 6:30 show. And his friends were like, oh, he's in there. He's in there. He's in there right now. He's in there right now. I mean, it went on and on and on. And Bill and I are just looking at each other like, oh, my God. So then they decided, they finally were like, we're going to do it too.
Yeah.
They
and mind you, we're in a line.
Yeah.
Maybe 15 to 20 people ahead of us. The theater we're going in is massive. It holds like 75 people. So even if they didn't do their little rebellion, they still would have had prime seats. I mean, we got fine seats.
Fine seats. But they were
But this was their, this was their moment.
I said, honestly, like, I did not spend this much time strategizing sneaking into a bar when I was under 21. Like, they were so...
This was them breaking the law.
And also, like, and I don't know why half of them didn't go, like, worried about their spots in line. It was just, it went on and on and on. And finally they left. I go, oh, thank God. And, like, six other groups of people turned around with, like, oh, you were listening to. I mean, they were, we were, and everyone was so, we were like, we wish them the best. They got in. I'm so happy for them because they cared that much.
Yeah.
That they snuck in 5 minutes before our line started moving. But it was, and then they went and we saw them in there and they... What were they drinking?
They were. It looked like they were drinking cocktails tequila, of Sex on the Beach.
Yes, Sex on the Beach or Tequila Sunrise. I don't know.
These and six a guys. Couple of them, when the movie was over, they were still holding half a cocktail. So that means for 3 hours, they nursed one Sex on the Beach and only got through half of it anyway.
Yeah, they were. That was my viewing pleasure. Yeah. Like, it became worth it for me when I got to people watch that.
This was their moment, though.
And it was...
You know, I just wanted them to go have it.
I wanted them out.
Finally, I was like, just fucking go. I go, you can cut me in line. You can go and just... You have to get away from me with how much you're sweating this line and getting your good seats.
Yeah.
Like, just go. Go have the whole damn theater yourself. I don't care. Just get away from me.
Right. No, they were stressful.
Yeah.
But it was good. So there. No spoilers. That was great. But...
But yeah, go see it. I mean, see the first 22 movies first.
I've only seen, what, three?
Yeah, but you've seen the three good ones. Well, they're all good ones. There's only, like, two bad ones. And even the bad ones are important when it comes to this. So you have to see all of them.
I didn't, so. And it was fine. I cried still three times, so.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe is infinitely better than Game of Thrones.
Not true. Oh, that was funny, though. I literally was covering my face for, like, so much of it when they'd start, like, a battle. And Bill was like, oh, no. Like, there are children in this theater. Like, there's no blood or anything in this. And he's like, this isn't Game of Thrones. Yeah. You can look. And I was like, I don't trust it. Because Game of Thrones, like, my face is covered for half of it. Or luckily, it's so dark this season. And they're in the crypts half the time that I can't see a damn thing. I can't see someone, like, get his throat slashed.
Right.
So... It's very peachy, too, in that sense. Is it peachy? What is it?
13.
It is 13? Yeah, it's not gory, though, which I appreciate. No. But my face was covered for all of it. Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to move into the next big ticket item of the week that we really don't want to head into because it just makes us very angry. But we have to talk about it. It happened. It's official. We're recording now, what is it, April 28th? So you know April 26th has happened, and Taylor Swift has released what she was teasing for 3 weeks.
One song. All of this teasing, 426, countdowns, Instagrams, clocks, murals, for one song.
One bad song.
Yes, one very sophomoric, poor song. All of that. Like, that is...
There's an album coming.
Fine, then release the... Do that. What's she going to do for the album? Have skywriting every day, counting down? Like,
I don't know.
You got to get over yourself. Like I said, do it the way Beyonce did. At midnight, when no one's paying attention, drop a whole shit.
Taylor Swift is desperate.
But now you look desperate. Like, Taylor Swift is one of the biggest icons in the entire world. You don't have to bring attention to yourself. How narcissistic are you that you need everyone's attention for 3 weeks just to drop one kids bop song?
It was a kids bop song.
She literally says spelling is fun in it.
Yeah, no.
It's unbelievable.
No, it was shocking. Let's just say, so it all built up, and there were so many theories going into it. If you all were following me, I was trapped in a movie theater for 3 hours while all these theories were spinning. And I got out, and still nothing had happened. She announced it was one song in that time, and so we stayed up till 11 to listen to it because I was pretty sure she was going to be, because she announced it like in Nashville where she lives, but like, or I don't know, she has a place everywhere probably, but she was there during the NFL draft, so I was pretty sure she was going to be the new Carrie Underwood and be like, it's Sunday night, and like get that part too. No, there was nothing with the NFL. I really don't know why, we promoted it like that, but she, I mean, I thought it was an album, and I thought it was two albums, because the 26 divided by 2 is 13, which is her number. I mean, I had a lot of theories going, and for it to be one song, and then when we listened to the song, it was midnight or 11 a.m., oh, God. We watched it with the video, which I guess people at work told me in the morning, they listened on their way to work and didn't watch the video, and then they saw it with the video and said how much worse it was because the video was so dumb. I just thought it was bad all around. It's going to be stuck in my head. That's what she does well. She does make catchy. It doesn't have to be deep, and the beat is just there, yeah. And you're done, and I keep going, now there is no I in team. Like, it's, but it's so bad. It's so, that being said, like, we have said, if we had a daughter, like a 10-year-old, I would jam out to this song with her. Like, your nieces, I would be totally happy that this is the song that, like, artists are putting out.
It's because it is Cardi B-ness.
Yeah. It is just, it is a fine song, and it's a good message, and, like, you're unique and special. It's just that she's 30, and, like, I just think it sounded so childish. Like, did she write it when she was 12? I think she's trying to get the younger demographic. I think, like, her fans are getting older, and so they're having kids, and she's trying to, like, cover this base of, like, a younger generation, which I don't hate. I just, then I don't want her gonna sing, she's gonna have a song on their album that sings to me turning 30, and I'm gonna be sobbing. But the thing is,
that's who she's always been going after. I mean, her whole career has been teeny boppers. You know what I mean? So she's getting older, but her music is staying in the same realm. Whereas a lot of times artists, as they get older, their music develops with their age and everything. Like, if you listen to any rocker that has had children, even Eddie Vedder made a Lullabies album with a ukulele after he had kids and his life changed. She's just trying to stay in the wheelhouse that's made her so
but
famous.
But it becomes weird now.
Right, that's what I mean. Yes. Yeah, like, she has to
because,
make
like, 16-year-old Taylor, when she's singing about the teardrops on her guitar, I'm thinking of the boy who's not talking to me in high school, and it's relatable. And so, but that's the generation that grew up with her. So, like, I'm not a fan. Like, I can tell you pretty much every song and sing all the words to every song because she's that catchy, and I know she's a good, like, songwriter, and she knows what other people are thinking, and I'm always like, damn you. When she released 22 and I was turning 22, I was pissed. She got me, like, pegged to a T.
Yeah.
I just think, though, some of it is...
But then she did the whole thing where old Taylor was dead and she's gonna be this badass Taylor.
Well,
and now you're going back to being a teeny bopper Taylor. Like, so are you just being whoever people want? Like, just be genuine. It just doesn't seem genuine.
So supposedly, and this is another alleged rumor, that Taylor, like, the Reputation album was created kind of like how Ariana Grande released a second album this year, and it was all, like, songs she wrote last minute based on her, like, relationship and breakups and whatever. Taylor Swift was releasing whatever this album or a lot of the songs on this album 2 years ago. But then Kim Kardashian called her out and Kanye West and called her a snake. So she made Reputation to, like, go against that and fit that mold. And now it is going back.
Okay.
Which I don't, I think out of all of them, I didn't love Reputation. There's still really good songs on there that I can jam out to. But I do think that one is the outlier in her style and her albums. But also, she ditched country, so, like, I'm still bitter about that. Like, Country Taylor, I think, was epic, and I feel like this album is going to have sides of Country Taylor. Like, she's turning 30. I feel like this is going to be, like, a mesh of all the Taylors together.
I can't think of what Country Taylor is.
She had the blonde, long curls.
No, I'm well,
and when
I know
you
she looks
think
like,
Tim but... McGraw, I hope you think of me. Or, like, okay. He's the teardrops on my guitar.
That's country music? I thought that was just pop music.
Well, she's a poppy country. Okay. I mean, like, she's a Faith Hill in that. Like, she was a crossover. But she started in country. Like, I think those albums were all country album, like, labeled. Like, now she is pop.
Yeah.
Like, that is, she is the definition of pop music. I don't know, I just... So, anyway, the song, Me. It just... Like we said, it felt juvenile. Would I be happy to let my daughter listen to it? Yes. Do I want to listen to it? No. And I don't want it to be the song of the summer. It doesn't feel like an anthem. It felt corny. just like we were with a friend last night who said she rhymes me with me and you with you. It's not even deep. It's not even like cleverly done.
Yeah.
She just picked a good beat that I have heard before.
And it's even not like I mean, it's a good message, I guess, but it's such a generic message. Like, there's no one like me. Yeah, there's no one like anyone. It's like, there's only one of me. And there's only one of everyone. Like, you're not, like, it's not empowering.
Well, and it's not a new message.
That's what I mean. It's not.
She didn't do it in a new, clever way. She literally said,
yeah,
I'm the only one of me, and you're the only one of you.
Yeah, like, putting it against something like Thank You Next, like, that was something empowering. It was like, all right, like, I'm appreciative of what all my exes did for me, but I'm over it. I'm moving on to take care of me. This is just generic. It doesn't really send a good, like, a
It doesn't
a
send a
message.
Bad message.
No,
it
not
just,
at all.
No, it's not anything special.
Yeah.
Which I'm really tired of Swifties. Like, they're all justifying that the first song Taylor always drops from an album is the one we don't like. Like, it's fine. It's never the like a great song. And I'm like, what a Taylor. Like, why don't you just drop?
Yeah, the lead single should be something that is the linchpin for people wanting to buy the album.
But I do think, I wonder if she, like, Ariana Grande came out with that album last minute. And I'm sure Taylor was, like, pretty revved up for this one already and had most of it done. Like, Ariana did a really good job, I think, even though it was so annoying and she hyped the shit out of stuff, but she did a music video for each. Like, she did a good job. But the thing is, Thank You Next was the big one, and then everything stemming down from that was never as amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe Taylor is, like, the opposite ladder. She's like, I'm going to drop because it can only get better.
Yeah,
so maybe that, and everyone, but all these Swift fans are like, yeah, that this always happens, and there's all these Easter eggs hidden in the music video, and you're supposed to find them and figure it out, and she keeps teasing it out. I'm like, stop teasing your fans.
Get over yourself.
Stop putting all these Easter eggs, like, I think it's clever when people do that, and there are a couple, and people find them, and it's fun. There's Easter eggs in the stupid Butterfly and the Gulch mural that she did. There's Easter eggs in the song. She's telling people, you haven't caught my Easter egg yet. You haven't, no one has guessed the name of the album yet. If no one has guessed the name of the album yet, you've made up a word. That's the only reason, like, someone
probably
has
called me.
No, it's not. It's, there's something hidden in the clouds. I don't know. And it's, I don't know. It's not Snake. It's not Metamorphosis. It's not Butterfly. It's not Home. It's not Kaleidoscope. It's not, I mean, I've literally read all these theories. And I'm just like, I've invested too much time in this.
A lot more than I have.
Right. And honest to God, it's a lot of you DMing me, so thank you. But, like, other theories, like, I've just followed other people. Like, I can't dedicate my life to finding Taylor Swift's stupid Easter eggs for the next song that I know I will know all the words to, but I still, it just, I'm just annoyed. And it, this always happens with her, and I thought the music video was colorful and pretty, but, like, it was also corny and juvenile. I thought the guy, Brendan Urie, is that how you say his name? From Panic at the Disco, I thought he was pretty good. Like, when he came in, that saved it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got a good voice and was interesting, but honestly, it's just, it's so, honestly, this is a song that I think I've heard before, now that, like, from her. It's like, Shake It Off. I don't know, it just sounds, it's the same style.
Yeah.
Or something. It just, it reminds me.
Well, it's just a generic sounding song. You know, like you said, it's stuck in your head so easy, but that's for a reason, because it's so simple that it can get stuck in your head that quickly. There's no complexity to it. There's no depth to it. It's just a very surface pop song. It's just not very good. But again, it's not that it's bad in a way that it's, you know, demoralizing or it doesn't send a bad message. It's just not a very good song. And for her to do all of this buildup and this is it, it's like I've been saying, you can't, if you're going to put all that buildup, it's guaranteed to be a letdown anyway, because the hype will always be bigger than the payoff. But even if you didn't hype this up, it would be a letdown.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been as, I mean, but the Swift fans, they loved it. They're like, no,
well,
it's
they'll,
fine.
They'll, that's blind love.
That's blind love. I'm telling y'all. Ariana Grande, who I even ripped into for all of her hyping and stuff, videos, she deserves more credit because her stuff was really good and worth the hype.
Yeah.
And obviously, Beyonce's Homecoming was amazing.
Everything.
I've watched it, like, on the treadmill several times now. It is the most motivating thing I've ever seen, and she's better than Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I said it. Oh, and now she's opening the Billboard Awards with this song.
Taylor's?
Yes. It's just like, oh, I don't need her back and on her tour and her, I'm just done. So I'm going to end it there. I'm done. This topic is closed until she hypes something else and I'll be back. Okay. So before we move into our next story, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we will be right back. Okay. So our next story is one that I'd also like to end as well. We have 24 hours left on the clock for this one. And then we can move on. And we will update you on Instagram what happens. But long story short, Randall, Lala's man, needs to pay 50 Cent by Monday, April 29th.
Yes.
He has to pay him $1 million. He's already paid him $250,000, but he owes him $1 million. And this all started with Lala on an episode this week or something. She was talking about how she keeps her man and makes him happy and, you know, Lala talking sexual stuff, which, whatever, if you feel the need to talk about that all the time, go for it. You do you. She, 50 Cent, posted the clip from the show and, like, commented on it, and I couldn't even understand what he was commenting on, but making fun of her. And then she was in the comment section, like, ripping into him and deleting and editing and deleting and editing, and she is so tough. And tries to put off this cool, like, but you're messing with 50 Cent, so, like,
yeah,
dial it back.
Guy's taking 9 bullets. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're from Beverly Hills.
So we don't yourself. Need, yeah. So then, and this is where I get confused. If she made a comment and said, like, Randall has been there for 50. Randall's been there for 50 for a lot of dark stuff, like, alluded to something, which, like, again, he's been shot 9 times.
Yeah.
If he was there for one of those, that's a dark moment. And I don't know why he's coming for me. He's taking a private moment behind closed doors and using it against me, which, A, it was recorded on TV. It wasn't even like the camera caught her saying it. She said it in her testimonial.
Right.
And he's disgracing the Me Too movement with this, which... wrong interpretation of that.
Right.
We'll just leave it there.
You got a bad publicist if that's what they told you to say, Lala.
No, Lala. I'm sure her publicist has quit at this point. Like, I would. So then, oh my God. And then Saturday morning, 50 Cent started posting texts from Randall being like, don't do this, man. Don't do this, Fofty. I think it said Fofty or 40 a few times, but definitely Fofty.
Yeah.
Don't do this, Fofty. Like, you and I are friends. I asked you to be in my wedding, blah, blah, blah. And Fitty's like, I don't want to be in your fucking wedding.
Yeah.
Like, you're a loser. I want my money. I gave you $1 million. You used my kindness against me. And I think I thought it was through Gotti, the worst movie of all time that premiered this year, because 50 was on the red carpet for that, so they've known each other a while, and I think they even knew each other before Gotti was filmed. I thought he was maybe an investor in that. I guess there's another show they're working on together. I read that's what they're partnering together on, and Randall borrowed $1 million, which I'm sure Fofty or 50 or whoever is pretty upset, because that $1 million is going into Lala's lip injections, her wardrobe, her J-Lo dress that couldn't have come cheap.
The PJs.
All the PJs. So for Lala to come at 50 was not smart.
Right.
And now he's mad and he goes, he literally made a meme. 50 Cent posted, Randall's like taking a selfie of himself with 50 like looking in the background like, what the fuck? And he made it into a meme and said, money by Monday, Randall. I mean, I don't know what, he's got a great team behind him, because he has blown up. Like, in the Bravo world, he has like knocked on that door, broken it down. Andy Cohen is sitting somewhere like just shaking with excitement. And of course, we're done filming. The reunion's filmed. Andy has to be pissed that he can't ask anyone about this.
Right.
They're not even picked up filming yet for the next season. So we have no eyes on 50, Randall, and Lala. But...
And I mean, it came out of nowhere. At no point would I think if anyone's going to come after Randall to be 50 Cent. Like, just absolutely out of left field. He's like, all right, I'm going to put you all on blast real quick.
Right. Well, and then there was a piece that Randall and Lala are leaking stories to Us Weekly, which I can't, I don't know what stories they're leaking.
Stories about what? Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't, see, I have to be completely honest here, and you all know this. This started on Friday, and I did not post about it. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I honestly can't understand Lala or Fitty's comments back and forth. Like, they just weren't making sense to me. And I couldn't tell that they were actually fighting at one point. Then it became clear. Saturday morning when I woke up to, like, Fitty Sense posting memes and GIFs and all kinds of, like, jokes about this and wants his money by Monday, then I was invested. But I jumped in late because I was so confused, and I'm still confused. I want you all to know. The only thing I'm sure about is that Randall... Oh, and Randall's in the ER because he's worried he's having a heart attack from all the stress. So he's in an ER.
Do we think he has the million to give Fitty?
He'll borrow it from someone else.
Yeah.
There's, I think it was Watch What Crappens made a meme from Randall, like, at a blackjack's table. It was, like, money by Monday. Just that he's working on getting it right now and just gambling and doing whatever. I think there's shady stuff with Randall. I'm going to put it out there. There's so something about him. So you should make a meme
of him hanging out with, like, the Fyre Festival guy.
Honestly, I don't know why I think someone has done that.
I bet. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. If not, you can jump on this before we post. But, yeah. I can't figure out what went wrong, how long they've been friends, but you do not mess with 50 Cent. Like, you get him his money by Monday. So now there's shirts, money by Monday, there's wine glasses. Like, I'm really sorry, Fofty. Mm. Like, it's just, it's so dumb. But I think everyone is like, the feud I didn't know I needed.
Yeah.
Like, how amazing. And Lala's just kind of been obnoxious towards the end of this season. I haven't, yeah, like, loved spiraled. Her that I'm not sad someone's checking her. James Kennedy is somewhere giddy right now.
Yeah.
Watching this, writing a terrible rap that will make him a few dollars. But he is pumped up. Like, I just don't know where this ends. And I don't know, like, I hope when we come back, like, to Vanderpump Rules, when they start filming, they're, like, recently. And, like, they have to recap this in that, like, dark way that they're, like, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
It's like Lala and Randall running in circles trying to find money from people. And, like, you can't borrow from anyone VPR except Lisa Vanderpump, who is not getting involved in this mess. Like, I just...
Well, Jax had posted something.
He said, I'm just worried. All I care about is my friend Randall and his health.
Oh, right.
And it's like, Jax, nobody cares. Like, Stassi was like, this is treason. the first round, just when Fitty was, like, reposting her clip of saying, like, I suck dick, that, like, was what Stassi commented on. But I think everyone has dropped out and gone into hiding, and they're, yeah, like, good luck, Lala and Randall.
Yeah, take on G-Unit. Let me know how that works out for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then, also things I didn't expect. Prince William and Kate. That he's cheating.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I...
Look at Baratheon. That's what princes and kings do.
Oh, my God, stop. It's not...
How is it a shock that a prince or a king of England is cheating on their wife?
Because that's Kate, what they because do. Kate Middleton is everything. Because Kate Middleton is everything.
So is Diana. And that didn't stop Charles.
I think Diana was a little crazier. And Charles was in love with Camilla. Not that it justifies it, but I think Charles was forced to marry Diana. And he would have been happier if he just could have married Camilla. And I kind of, sometimes I feel bad for them. I'm glad they're together now. Okay. Charles and Camilla. I know everyone's like, what? But I am.
For the record, you're happy
for the record. Diana died. No, I'm not happy Diana died. They were divorced. He was with Camilla. He was back with Camilla before Diana died. Of course I'm not happy but Diana. But
didn't the queen put the hit on Diana?
That is an alleged rumor, and we've now pissed off 50 Cent and the Queen of England in this podcast. I don't need this episode to go big, people. This is not the one I want to become a star on. Let me just put that out there now. Don't share this. I don't think the Queen of England put a hit on Diana.
I do.
Okay, I don't want to get into this because, okay, again, I know I'm going to be famous someday and this is going to come back and I'll be like,
if we die, it's because of the Queen of England knew that we were on tour.
Or 50 Cent.
Or 50 Cent.
No, I think we were on 50's side for that.
Yeah, so I was, like, going to say, yeah, I'd be friends with 50.
Yeah, no, he definitely.
Fuck Rand.
Yeah.
I can give a shit about him.
No, God, no. Or Lala. Like, leave, yeah, them behind. Okay.
We saw 50 at Ravinia.
Oh, that's, yeah, boy. We brought it up earlier. Yeah, we really had a good time at that concert. He was, like, at an outdoor venue, guys, like, where people bring You can't even see the concert stage. In, like, the
bougie
stage.
Suburbs.
It's the bougie suburbs, and it's, like, people bring fold-out tables, like, candelabras. Like, yeah. They cook food, and everyone, you just camp out.
It's a BYOB concert venue.
And you literally, I mean, you bring, it's BYO everything.
Yeah, it's BYO everything.
You've got tables, chairs, candles, music's playing, and you're there, like, 3 hours before the concert even starts.
Playing Chick-a-Pig, hanging out.
Oh, Chick-a-Pig. We've never gotten into that with people. We're going to have to introduce that again. Okay.
At Chick-a-Pig. It's a great game.
It's a great game. Yeah, so William is cheating on Kate. I think what's interesting is I heard this a while back, and it really didn't get picked up anywhere, and it was kind of just a weird comment I had heard, and nobody believed it. And then we heard it, like a month or two ago. I saw it maybe circling in, like, London, like, tabloids, if you will. I don't know what to call, like, news cycles. And it was kind of getting picked up, but no one is picking it up here. Like, TMZ won't touch it. People won't touch it.
No one cares.
People care, but you don't want to. You're not the market that, honestly, this podcast, we still don't know why you're on it. Like, You're not this demographic. But I think I nobody wants to touch this story with a 10-foot pole until there's actual proof. But it has been picked up a few places that he's has been cheating on Kate with her friend, which is just the worst part. Or not the worst part. The worst part is that he cheated on Kate Middleton, who has been popping out babies and is a goddess.
So London needed their own Jordan Woods, basically?
Well, and people think that Meghan Markle has leaked the story because, like, she wants press off her. And, like, Meghan... But it would make sense that this is not, like... Kate and Will, or Will and Harry, are not having issues just because people don't like Meghan. Like, Will and Harry are having issues because Harry found out that Will is cheating.
Oh, like, they're not getting along, the brothers?
The brothers aren't getting along, and everyone's been pointing at Meghan, but if William is cheating, like, Harry and Will know how much that hurt their mother, or, like, how terrible that time was for their parents. Harry would be pissed if, and he loves Kate. Like, he would be pissed if William is cheating on Kate. Like, and the queen is, like, 95. And it's like, I don't have time to, like, worry about this drama right now. I have to set up a kingdom for you all to destroy. Like, she is literally somewhere right now strategizing how to lock William down, making sure Kate doesn't leave. Because if Kate leaves, like, they're screwed. That family is.
But, like, also, have you seen William lately?
No, he's rough.
Like,
no, it's Charles. It's Charles 2.0. Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, if he's getting any, it's because of his stature, not his
looks. It's definitely... And everyone thought William was always the cutest when he was younger, and I've always been a Harry fan. I think people know this, but if you don't, I love that daywalker so much. He's a daywalker. He's not a ginger. Because he can tan.
Okay.
That's what that means.
Okay.
I only know that because, like, I've loved Harry so long, and I've heard him referred to as a daywalker, and those are gingers that can be in the sun.
Okay.
And they get color. So, and, like, I love Harry, and I always thought he was the cutest, and maybe I just loved the bad boy thing. Maybe I didn't want the king. I wanted the spare. Like, I just think he was everything, and William was balding early on, and everyone's like, no, he was so cute at 18. No, that hair was thinning then.
Yeah, he looks rough now.
Rough. Well, he shaved his head because he really had not enough hair left to speak of.
That didn't do him any favors.
No, honestly, he needs hair plugs. Yeah. Like, he should have invested in that. And Kate is just stunning. Yeah. I mean, I could look at Kate all day.
And they have, what, 3 kids now?
3, yes. I mean, just...
Again, no surprise that an England royal is... screwing around.
I think it's surprising just because, and a lot, like, they've said nothing is confirmed. Like, there's no solid evidence. We just somehow know who the woman is, and it's being picked up random places. I think it's true.
It's very true, and I bet she's not the only one that he's screwing around with.
Don't say that.
He probably has his whores.
Bill.
What? That's what they do. That's how royals act. He has his whores.
You're literally quoting Game of Thrones right now, and you're not, like, it's not kosher nowadays to say that. That's going on, and then Meghan Markle is allegedly still pregnant.
Yeah.
Potentially. Yeah, we have heard, but...
Unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed she had the baby, but I don't know. I'm very I mean, because she's having the baby, she's having an at-home birth at their house in the suburbs or whatever that's called. In the country. The
country?
Yeah, the suburbs. She's having an at-home birth because she's also stated that she felt so bad for Kate when Kate would have to go pose, like, an hour after having the baby, like, on the steps and show, like, okay, I had it. Like, here we go. We're going home. Like, Kate was rushed out of that hospital every time and done up. Megan's not doing that. So we won't get the photo op day of picture, like, with Megan done up leaving the hospital. She's got, I don't even know if she has the Queen's doctors with her, which is, like, very taboo. They have a helicopter on site for if something does go wrong, she has to go to the hospital, which it's just, like, just go to the hospital. But honestly, they probably built a hospital.
A hospital room.
Yeah, I don't know. So she's due any day. That woman has been pregnant for a year at this point, Megan. It is, and but I knew
probably 9 months. But
no, I mean, but you literally, if, like, I think it's because she popped so early. Like, she was 3 months and she looked 6 months suddenly. Like, nowhere else is she gaining weight. Those ankles are gonna crack. Like, they are wobbly as fuck. But she suddenly had a basketball right there. And people were like, oh no, she must be further along. She must be further along, or it's twins. So I think she just popped early and she just shows way earlier than some, like, Kate, you didn't know was pregnant for like a hot minute. Yeah. And then suddenly Kate was having a baby. But
do they know if Megan's having a boy or girl? Do you know?
No, I don't know. There's been comments that it's a boy and people are reading into things, but then I read something today from like Page Six or somewhere that says the friends have confirmed that they weren't finding out ahead of time it's a boy or a girl. But I think she's raising it gender neutral is what I heard. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how the Queen feels about all that. It's all right. They've got like 5 years left on the Queen. Oh, that would be such a sad day. All right. On to another pretty much royal baby. Kardashian.
Oh, God.
Kim Kardashian's baby is due in 2 weeks. And the only reason we know this is because Larsa fucking Pippen is at the shower and recorded Kim saying, the baby will be here in just 2 weeks. And Kim hasn't even confirmed that herself. Kim said, like, on Andy Cohen back in January, like, the baby will be here soon. Which I guess if you're having another baby, soon is 3 months is soon. Mm-hmm. But everyone's been like, kind of like, where is this baby? Where is Kim's, just like they're waiting on Megan's baby. And Kim is, has not confirmed anything, but Larsa did. So good for you, Larsa. Once again.
Who is Larsa?
Larsa is Jeremy.
Oh, Scottie Pippen's wife?
Oh, yeah. Who's Jeremy Pippen?
Pippen.
Oh, that's where I'm going. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Scottie Pippen. But I don't know. They're not together anymore.
Oh.
I don't think.
Dick, anyway.
She's the worst, so.
Oh, they should get back together.
Honestly, I cannot stand her. She is such a thirst trap. Like, she is following these Kardashians around. She's the one who kept commenting on the Jordan Woods stuff when, like, no one was commenting. Like, she, like, Kris Jenner needs to lock those lips down because she is just chatty Cathy and knows too much and loves being the one. She's the new food god. I can't believe I said food god. But, yeah, she leaks everything. Anyway, so that Kardashian baby is coming. Scott Disick is also getting his own TV show, which I've been calling for years. He's doing a home design show, and I am here for it. Scott Disick is the best thing to come out of that family and that show. That's not true. I love Penelope. North is kind of becoming a diva, but I'm here for it. Like, the kids are really cute. And I love Kim, but
I didn't hate Kylie's Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. I meant to bring that up.
That was kind of cool.
Well, it's Travis's birthday, too, and he's a big fan. So they had an Iron Man party. Yeah. So they dressed up as Iron Man, and who was she? Captain Marvel.
Yes.
And the baby was Thor. Did you see Stormy?
I didn't see the baby.
Stormy was running around with, like, a hammer, but it's still the price tag on it. Like, she just got this little hammer.
That's funny, though. Her name is Stormy, and she was Thor.
Oh, wow. Look at that. See?
And his axe is called Stormbreaker. So okay. It would have been funny if she had the axe.
See? Like, look at this. You're finding a way to relate to the Car Jenners.
I'm giving credit where credit's due. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
Everyone knows I'm a Kylie fan. I'm a Kim and Kylie are my favorites fan. Kourtney turned 40, I think, this week or in the time that I haven't recorded, and I really don't care.
I like her the best.
Only because she has had the least amount of work done.
That is correct.
But she is the worst. If you watch the show, like, Kourtney is the worst.
That's the other reason I like her the best.
Because I don't?
That's correct.
Okay. Fuck you. like, she started that poosh, which is goop, line. Like, it's so dumb. She's just, like, putting... It's literally goop 2.0, and it's not as good.
But you don't even like Gwyneth Paltrow anyway.
I'm not of the I hate Gwyneth Paltrow train. I'm probably one of the few neutral people on Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm probably one of the few neutral people because most people hate Gwyneth Paltrow or they like her and they're defending their love for her. I just don't care about Gwyneth Paltrow. I really loved her in Country Strong, though, if I'm being completely honest. I loved Country Strong. Underrated movie. Okay, so next up, we're going to segment back into like my Real Housewives reality TV moments. Not so much recapping because you all have been watching. If you haven't, catch up. I will say, like, to start off with just Real Housewives, somehow I keep seeing this posted and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills are real proud of themselves right now because their ratings are so high. And I read somewhere that New York is having like the lowest ratings in 3 years. And I just am confused because I am living for New York right now. Like, nothing has to happen in New York, but it's still so amazing. And it is the greatest show. Beverly Hills, once again, I'm bored. This week was okay just because I'm happy that someone is telling Teddy to shut the fuck up. And Dorit and PK are being awful again. But honestly, New York is just so much better. So when I saw the ratings, I was like, I don't understand how they're down. I don't know what people... if Wednesdays are just a busy night for people. But if you watch on DVR, does it still count for the ratings?
I have no idea. DVR screwed up all the Nielsen ratings and everything.
Huh. I just wonder, just because, I don't know.
I think they have now segments of, like, watch live and watch later. So that if you DVR it takes a tally of that,
interesting,
too.
Well, so, yeah, in Beverly Hills, nothing's going on, but Denise Richards is still iconic. Like, I just cannot get enough of her. Everything, she got emotional this week just saying, she's like, I was really worried that I screwed up my kids just with, like, the Charlie stuff. And she is so wonderful. Everything about her I love. She's like, I know that I was sneaking out at 15 years old, so I'm installing cameras because I'm not letting my kids. Like, I think she really, like, anything she did in her life that was, like, questionable, like how we joke, like I was the one who was definitely at home all the time and you snuck out when you were younger. Mm-hmm. So you're like, I'll know what our kids do.
Oh yeah,
because I already did it. That's how she's operating under the like, she's like, oh no, I'm not letting you screw up your life like I screwed up mine. And she's very happy with her life now. She's married and she has 3 daughters. Like, I don't know, she just is so real, and she belongs on New York personality wise she's just talking about the stuff that, like, I don't need a storyline. And that's what Beverly Hills is still fighting for. And Lisa Rinna is running around going, why won't Lisa Vanderpump talk to us all? Where is Lisa? And it's like, bitch, this is what you wanted all along.
Has LVP exited at this point?
She's on, she like got drinks with Denise, but they've shown LVP like on her own redoing her kitchen, but she's not filming with the women. She's responding to texts. So like they're inviting her places and she's like, so sorry, can't come, or doing this. But she's not coming back to film with anyone but Denise, probably. Oh, she's going to film with Dorit, though, this coming week to tell her that she doesn't want to be friends anymore. Because PK is really, like, that's what he throws in Kyle's face. He's like, oh, no, Ken and I are fine. Like, I just talked to Ken, and we're getting drinks. And Kyle's like, screw you all. The reason I'm in a fight with LVP is because I took your side about this dog thing, which no one should have taken Dorit's side.
Are they still talking about the dog thing?
Not really. They're just talking more so about Lisa leaking to TMZ or Radar Online or whatever, which she didn't.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm still of the team. Lisa didn't do that. But whatever. Beverly Hills, still boring. I'll still watch live every Tuesday. New York, on the other hand, they did some of the most brilliant editing work I have ever seen on New York this week. We know that Ramona is a monster. and a liar and gets caught up in her own lies. Yes. And it just makes Ramona Ramona. Bravo has decided, not decided, they have just taken on Ramona and are going to catch her in her lies. She went to a, I don't even know why there were cameras there. I'm surprised cameras even went. But she went to this charity thing with Dorinda and they met up there. And Dorinda was like, oh, I'm going to bring John. And Ramona's like, no, let's have a girls' night. So she didn't bring John. Dorinda gets there first and the woman's like, you're at table 62. There's a camera filming all this. She goes, great, thank you. I think Ramona's on her way. Ramona comes and she's like, what table? I think I'm with Dorinda. And they're like, yes, table 62. So then Ramona runs into someone from like the Hamptons, I don't know where, and is like, oh, hey, can I sit next to you? Can I sit here? And she's like, yeah, I'm at table 61. She goes, me too. So Dorinda's like, you ditched me for a better offer. I just want to call you out on it. I guess it was in page 6, and I don't remember all this table stuff, but that Dorinda or Ramona was table hopping is what page 6 called it. So Dorinda calls her out on this, and Ramona's like, no, I didn't. They told me the wrong table. So Bravo pans. You're at table 62. Okay, 62. Mm-hmm. She goes and sits at 61. So that they keep, I mean, they flash back to her every time Ramona was like, maybe the girls told me the wrong table. Maybe I didn't hear, maybe they didn't tell me a table number. Bravo, you're at table 62. They showed the flashback clip 7 times, minimum. It was, every time I saw it, it was funnier. They just knew, and for like for Ramona to continue, I swear on my daughter's life, table 62. I mean, they showed the clip every time, and I was dying because I feel like they try new things with New York all the time that work, like clever editing things that I'm just, every time I think it's so amazing that they took this on and were like, oh, we're not just going to show you it once, a flashback, like when they throw back to Luann in a bush all the time. They went back to this in a 5-minute period 7 times. I know you're just like, okay, I don't, it's, it was so well done. I can't say this enough. I
mean, that show is clever for what it is. They're just, I mean, all the shows are very similar, but that one, at least the characters are,
they're just, I think they just have their spots and it's working, and whatever fights they are having are pretty real. Like Tinsley's actually breaking up with her boyfriend. I think like Beverly Hills drags stories on so much longer
because they just don't have enough
material. I think they do. I just don't think they realize it. I don't know, because they're all actresses in Beverly Hills. Like New York, it's just like the Countess is like losing her shit right now and thinks she is the greatest thing on earth. The trailer for it's the second half of the season trailer.
Did you ever talk about your Countess show? I don't know if you ever talked
about
it. Oh
no, that's a great segment. Okay. I went to Countess Luann in Chicago. We got there a little before 8, and I don't know anyone who starts right at 8, but I was in the drink line till like 8:20, 8:30, and she had started, so I missed that she played the congos, I guess. She pulled out some congos, she sang Fever, which I missed, and then she brings out like another person to like kind of do a bit, and that was odd and it didn't really work. It just kept going.
Really selling this show.
I'm not gonna, like, I spent $50. You can spend too much on these tickets. I think it was fun for what it was. I can't give it a solid, like, I just, it was a mess, honestly. She knows she's not a great singer. Like, she pokes fun at that. She's reading like a diary. She's like, dear diary, Tom and I, like, she's poking fun at stuff, but she even had to read the diary a few times. It's like, you've done this show now how many times, and you're, like, actually reading this and stumbling over your words. I don't know. It was, we saw Money Can't Buy You Class. She kissed some man on stage, some Broadway actor. They asked, the audience asked questions for a long time. This was the biggest theater she'd ever played, and I do think it'd be much more fun in, like, a small cabaret setting. Like, I would like to see her in a much smaller jazz room or something. It was too big. It doesn't flow when it's that massive of a stage and that massive of an audience, and you just kept hearing people going, oh, no, oh, no. Like, everyone was just like, oh, don't do that. Oh, God. Like, it was, she cannot sing. I mean, I have a better chance at making it as a star. But, like, she's capitalizing. She is being so smart with...
And she packed the house.
She packed the house. It was a sold-out show. She's being very smart with her time on this show. Like, it's kind of like a Bethany or an LVP. Like, the people who are doing side projects and using this show to promote it, that they're making their money's worth. And they're successfully doing it. And I do think she's playing cities across the United States, selling out theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And she's making money. She has to be. Do I think... I spent $50. It was worth it. I had a great time. But it was... a joke.
She's technically lost her countess title, though, right? When she married Tom, she's not technically...
Yes.
This is now part of her
shtick. Now it's her shtick. Like, she's always been, yeah. Because she changed her name back to De Lesseps, which I think is her... that's her married name and her children's name.
Okay.
It's kind of like Yolanda...
Hadid?
Yeah, she married David Foster. Obviously, I could get into the David Foster saga. That's another rant I gotta go on.
Is he the one with the tree of everyone?
Yes. Yeah. I love David Foster's family tree. It is one of my favorite things to pull out in a conversation. But she changed her name when she and David Foster divorced. She went back to Hadid, which was her husband's name and is her Gigi Bella and
Anwar. Oh, it's not her surname?
No, sometimes you just take the name of your children, too. Like, she has children with... what's his name? Mohammed, who's best friends with Lisa. But yeah, go see The Countess. It was hilarious, but it was insane. I don't know. I had a lot of tequila, so that helped, I think. I think, honestly, I don't know. That was a rough night, too, and then the next morning I was rough. And then we went to brunch. That's when we went to brunch last week, right? That was
yes.
That's all a blur.
You struggled through a Bloody Mary.
That Bloody Mary was heavy, but I had one of the best mimosas I've ever had in my life, and I have told everyone about this mimosa. I think they grew an orange tree in the back themselves, pulled the orange, and squeezed it freshly into this mimosa. It was so satisfying. I'm having dreams of this mimosa. I do need a transfusion probably soon. Okay, so back to New York, just in general. The only other thing I really wanted to touch on, because I know a lot of people were messaging me about this, and I posted about it. Bethany has a new driver. I can't remember what his name is. Emil, maybe? Amoir? I don't know. But it was shocking when I saw it. And I posted it. And the responses I got were also concerned. And it seems that even my followers were not the only one. Because there were people on the Twitter saying, where is Kevin? We need to know. Bethany's former driver, Kevin, was... pretty much an honorary housewife. I don't know why he wasn't on a reunion. He really kept her... he was a good friend to her. They always just chatted in the car and had a wonderful time. When she wore a Christmas sweater, he would wear a Christmas sweater. Like, Kevin was just... Kevin's been on the show I don't even know how long. So for Kevin to disappear has been concerning to people. But for them to go, Bethany's new driver and bodyguard, I mean, I was shocked. And obviously other people were too, because someone tweeted it at Bethany and she responded, Kevin is fine. He has quit because he wants more time with his family and to travel, and she needed security. So it just, for everything else that went on in this episode, and it was so good, like I said, the Ramona stuff, Tinsley on the trapeze, I mean, everything was really great about this, but seeing that Kevin is no longer... really was, you even asked me, you're like, what's going on with this driver that you've posted about? And I had so many, I mean, people were commenting like, oh my God, where is he? And then people were like, no, Bethany just tweeted, he's fine. I mean, I think people were very concerned that Kevin had passed.
Oh my.
Like, I don't know. He just was gone one day. And it's been like a topic of conversation, but Bravo really called it out in the tagline, just being like, Bethany's new driver. It was super sad. And that's all I really have for Housewives. I'm trying to think, what else are we watching right now? We're watching RuPaul, which I don't think this season has... I'm a new RuPaul. Like, I've only watched... this is my second season. I love Brooklyn Heights. I think she has to win the whole thing at this point, after that reveal with the wig and everything last week. And she's pretty funny. I don't think anyone else... Nina is standing out for me. But otherwise...
yeah, she's good.
Otherwise, I don't love Silky. I
liked her in the beginning, but her shtick is just getting old.
Yes, Vanjie, I want to go far, but honestly, she's not doing anything right now. Plastique is gone, thank God. Sugarcane, I'm really shocked, is even still with us. And Evie Oddly. I'm fine with Evie Oddly. Like, she'll make it to the top four.
Which is the one that does all the really good testimonial commentary?
Oh, Akiria? But I don't think she's very funny. Like, in the testimonials, he's super, like, just doesn't even say anything, just goes, mm-hmm, or, like, just no words, just rolling of eyes. But she won this week, which I was kind of surprised by, Akiria C. Davenport. But I don't think she'll make it to the end. I think Sugarcane's gone next week, unless Vanjie wears another unitard. And other than that, it's Brooklyn, Nina, probably Evie and Silky in the top four, I think. That's my guess as of right now. What else am I watching? I'm watching The Challenge. I've talked about The Challenge, and I know there are some Challenge fans out there, and we band together. There are more of us left than I thought. This season is unfortunate because I don't care about the new people, and the only person I care about winning is Wes, now that Nani's gone. I'm over Cara, Maria. I'm over Paulie. Kyle, I kind of want to win, but his hair plugs are just the worst. I'm ready for the reunion episode and a new season, but I'm loving that Wes is killing it right now, honestly. I love The Challenge. I think it's because the competitive aspect, like, you can't control, and it's not the same format as every other show. It's kind of like why I watch Big Brother. I love Big Brother. I like the strategizing. I do think the Housewives strategize and are trying to, like, obviously with LVP, they're, like, trying to pit each other against each other and get rid of some Housewives. But I think the strategizing, especially when Wes is on The Challenge, is so, so fun to watch, and, like, how he's pitting people against each other. Oh, I like Dion. I hope Dion stays. I'm glad she's made it this far. She's super funny, and she deserves it. I hope she makes it to the end. There's just a bunch of new people that I don't care about. Like, I appreciate that MTV is pulling in all these other shows for contestants, because the Challenge people are getting old.
I think that's cool that they do bring in from all different, like, networks and everything, even. It's not just all MTV.
Right,
people.
But then they bring a lot of UK people, and I'm sure that's how they get UK fans involved. But
yeah.
I don't need half a cast of new people again. That was the problem I had, that we had half old, half new, and then people were pit against each other. So many, like, old people left so early, and it got screwed over, even though they were paired with new people. I was over it. I like it, and I'm still watching, and I'm still interested, but I need Johnny Bananas back. I said it. We're lucky we have Wes. I also love Zach, even though he's, like, a misogynistic pig, but I'll never not love Zach. And then what else? VPR is ending this week. Do we think anything's really happened on Vanderpump?
No, it's gotten flat.
It really went flat. I feel like to cut it off, well, because I think we knew so much coming in, because the minute it ended last year, everybody got engaged.
Yeah.
And so we knew Jax and Brittany were getting engaged. We knew all this was happening. And now they're going to end it right before Jax and Brittany get married to carry us to next season.
Yeah. And they just spent so much time this season on James Kennedy.
Just crying.
And, like, it started off good, you know, because it came out hot with him blasting Brittany and Katie. And I was like, all right, this is going to be fire. But then that just fizzled out.
Just a lot of things that I felt like the storyline was going to go somewhere, and it kind of stopped.
Yeah, Lala was spiraling, but then that just kind of gave up.
Now she's sober.
Everything leading up to this season, everyone was fighting Billy on social media, but Billy's barely had 10 minutes of airtime.
Supposedly, so I've heard that the reunion, like, there was almost some physical altercations.
I know Jax had
Billy.
Tweeted that this reunion was out of control.
Yes, which God only knows if they're lying or not. Like,
right.
They've got to hype this
hype
up.
Train,
but I do think Billy was at the reunion, and I think that was part of the altercations. I'm not, I don't dislike Billy. I think a lot of, like, some stuff she's doing, she expects to now be a part of, like, the trips and the show and whatever. It's like, you're not a cast member yet.
Yeah.
You're not in the promo. You're not, like, you're in the back shot, which they're, like, Max made the back shot. You know that, like, actually Max might not even be in that.
Yeah.
But, like, she just...
And the problem is, when she doesn't get whatever she wants, immediately she goes to transphobia. And the whole cast is like, we couldn't be further from that. Like, if we don't like you, that's fine. But
yeah.
It's not transphobia.
Well, no, it's not. No, but Stassi, well, I don't know. There's been some things that, like, they're saying that's not on the show that have happened. I do think Billy has, like, jumped all over. She's like, I wasn't invited to girls' night. That's because you don't consider me a girl. You're just not one of the main cast members. Like, you were included. You were working the shift. I do understand Billy's...
But also, like, Katie was like, it was just, you're not my friend. Like, right. So I didn't invite you because you're not my friend.
But I do think they do dismiss... Like, there's a conversation that hasn't been able to be had if Billy's saying, I'm sorry, I react that way because I've always had that against me, that I feel like I should be included this in these things, and it doesn't get extended. And she's trying to have that conversation to say, I'm sorry that... my instinctually I've gone here because they're all like no that's not what we're doing, but you do need to respond and listen because it's not,
that's true too.
Billy's not like, I do think some of it is I should be a cast member on the show, blah blah blah, but I do think her reactions stem from a life full of being not considered a woman, pushed to the side, not being included in things.
Yeah.
And I think she's trying to respond that way and say, I'm sorry to react like that. But no one's giving her the opportunity on camera.
Right.
So I think it's getting lost in translation when Billy suddenly has to tweet, I'm not getting to tell my story. And people are like, yes, you are. We know your story. It's like, no. She just can't respond to anyone's response to her.
Right.
And I do think that's misplaced. And I do think this show tries to, at least I know Lisa Vanderpump does, is very into LGBTQ rights and always gay pride stuff. And gay pride, not stuff, week, and really works for that community. I do think when Lala, like, it is true that James got thrown out for being ridiculous, but for Lala to get in Billy's face and Raquel's face and nothing happens, I'd be pissed too if I was Billy. And Billy has no right to talk. That's the problem.
And Lisa, Raquel now is a new server.
Oh, yes. Well, she's a server, sir.
Yeah.
Honestly, have fun, Raquel. You're the only one working. Her modeling career must not have taken off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't talked about her puppy shower. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
That was good.
That was silly.
That was, honestly, it was...
I had pinned the tail on the puppy, but the puppy's ass was behind the picture. Like, the puppy was facing you, so there was no butt for you to pin the tail on.
Right, and when she went and asked people, like, Stassi's response was just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And it was, and Raquel was like, I don't know what you're saying. Like, she is, I'm sorry, and I know we shouldn't call people dumb, but, like, Raquel is dumb. Like, it's not, like she's...
She was born to be pretty.
Yeah. And, you know, I hope... This is a great, probably... I hope she segments away from James Kennedy, because I think it just makes her look dumber that she's still with that monster. But she's... I think she is very nice.
Yeah,
I think she's very...
That was another quick storyline, was they had brought in that one girl that's like, I was sleeping with James while you were all dating.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That only lasted like half an episode. I'm like, why don't we deep dive into this and really call some shit out?
Because it's happened so much.
Yeah.
That's probably why. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Storylines on this show this season just dropped. Like, they
Kristen
would start,
and Carter were having that
and
huge...
Then dropped.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Kristen had a really bad reunion experience, is what I've heard.
Because she wasn't... best lady at the wedding.
Oh my god,
what is it, bridesmaid?
Maid of honor. Yeah, she, I don't know why Kristen thinks she should be maid of honor. And I saw some account post this, and I wish I could remember who did, but they did post that, like, for anyone confused on why Brittany picked Katie's the only one who hasn't slept with Jax. Like,
that's
so
true.
Honestly, I was kind of surprised Lala's not a bridesmaid. I thought they were closer.
Yeah.
She's the only one who's not, Lala and Billy.
Yeah, Sheena is somehow. She's a wreck.
Sheena, she started crying after.
She's
thing.
A train.
Oh,
wreck.
But the gifts that Brittany got, the rose, like, in the.
The Beauty and the Beast thing?
Honest to God, you guys, there is no one, I think, on Bravo who has worse taste than Brittany Cartwright. Who, her last name's going to be what? Cooch?
Cooch.
I think it's Cooch. It's Jax Taylor's last
Coochie
name.
Coochie or something.
Coochie. Which, can you imagine, Miss Kentucky? I'm Brittany Coochie. Like, she is... I've done this imitation before on my Instagram, but Brittany's accent, I think she's now, like... It's kind of like Dorit. Like, you should have lost some of it by now. Like, when I...
Rotten hail.
Yeah, when my friends from, like, Texas or, like, the South would come... We went to school in Kansas. They'd come back from home and be like, y'all, you don't know, y'all. And then they'd kind of lose it, and then they'd go home for Christmas, and they'd come back, and it'd be y'all again. She somehow is not losing it, and I think she's just embracing it too much. And I hate when she is always like, it just made me feel real bad.
No, it just kind of hurt my feelings.
It just kind of hurt my feelings. That just kind of hurt my feelings, Jax. That just kind of hurt my feelings. Like, everything kind of hurt her feelings. Not much. It just kind of hurt my feelings. You just really kind of hurt my feelings. So can you imagine her being like, my name's Brittany Cooch. Like, what? It's so, I think they're getting married in June. 22nd? I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure.
I just remember that she got some ugly thing for, let's see. Yeah, that's a Saturday. I think I'm dead on there. June 22nd. Yeah. I just think Vanderpump, compared to last season, is that the first season you watched last season, or was it the one before? This has to be your third.
No, I started with the reunion of two seasons ago, and last season I got on board because Jax was banging.
That was last season? Yeah, that was such a good, just an intro. Just to intro in with, I don't know, because then Faith was on the challenge, which I will say she was a great addition to. She was on the challenge. She was really good. You know what's gonna come back soon, and I know you're gonna be excited.
90 Day Fiance.
Oh no, that's back all the time. We need to jump back into that. Are You the One?
Oh, that show is frustrating. That was so scripted.
I love when you watch frustrating shows, though.
That was so scripted.
It's not.
It's very scripted.
No, I refuse to believe that. I feel like there's something else we're watching right now. I'm trying to go through our Mondays, our Tuesdays, our Wednesdays, our Thursday. I guess Game of Thrones. So obviously we're recapping that on separate episodes for you guys. We'll just say real quick, who do you think's going to die?
Everyone.
No, it can't be everyone.
Everyone dies.
No.
The next three episodes are just montages. Just want to see a montage, go to Lucy's Instagram. You can see the one we made.
To Vitamin C's graduation.
To Vitamin C's graduation.
I think we lose Tormund. I think we lose Brienne of Tarth. I think we lose Lady Mormont. Or Lyanna Mormont, I always do that. I think it's a lot of secondary characters, and then maybe a Jaime Lannister or something crazy. But, like, I think everyone has to live or a lot of big names have to live, because it would be so wasteful for, like, an Arya to die on the battlefield. I think there's just a lot of, after this battle with the dead, which I'm sure there will be another one with the dead, I just don't think this ends here. They have to still worry about the Iron Throne. And I think that's where we're going to see the backstabbing and people dying because of each other, not just because of the Army of the Dead, which I think is wasteful. Like, I think Brienne dies. I think Podrick dies. I think we closed their stories last episode with Podrick singing and Lady Brienne becoming a knight. I think there's stories that are done that don't need the conflict of whatever's going to happen for the throne. And I think Dany kills Jon.
Either way, by the time you listen to this, all of this will already have happened, because this is being released on Monday.
Yeah, but also, so but if
it'll
they
be interesting
but
to see what your insight was.
Right, but if they wanted to listen to this and have it watch Game of Thrones, honestly, if you're not watching Game of Thrones live, I really don't have any sympathy for you. But maybe they'll just need to listen to this and not get the spoilers yet in my other episode. But both will be up. I mean, obviously, this is up if you're listening. It's there, but. There'll be a Game of Thrones episode to go along with this after whatever the hell happens.
In like 6 hours after we get Wahlburgers.
Yeah, guys, a Wahlburgers went in super close to us, and every time we pass it, you can smell it. Like, our neighbors are talking about it. Like, everybody, like, the door lady was talking about, like, people were going to get it for her last night. So we're super excited. Sorry, Bradley, if he's listening. Yeah, honestly, if he listens to this and made it all the way through, like, I'll apologize and I'll go to the gym twice in one day, because I don't think you'll finish listening all the way through. And if he does, but that Bradley's my fitness journey guru, Bradley Brooks, and he's helping me on this journey, and I should be eating healthy also. And I have been good.
Yeah.
I have been good. We drank last night, obviously, but I have been good. I go to the gym a lot, but we need Wahlburgers.
Yes.
And it's going to happen tonight. And I'm going to be so emotional for Game of Thrones. It's honestly, it's not unfair.
Well, we'll go to Wahlburgers before Game of Thrones.
Right. We're going to get it, like, before for dinner, right?
Yeah, we're going to go in, like, an hour.
It's 3 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Go twice.
Okay. With that, I guess we're going to go discuss what we're having for lunch and dinner. So, tune in. Game of Thrones. Oh, I don't know why I say this, because this has already happened. And this one's I'm telling you all to tune in to something that will have passed. But I hope you all watch Game of Thrones and listen to my Game of Thrones episode, which is also out now. Out when this is released. It's so confusing to record that. Thanks, guys. Tune in.